Liam, welcome to Darlington. Your past career, you've been to all points of the compass. You've played at Cambridge, Inverness, Billericay, and finally you've arrived at Darlington.
Yeah, happy to be here. Really exciting. Obviously, like you say, I've been about a lot, played numerous amounts of games all over the place at different levels, and I'm just excited to get going now to play for a big club like Darlington.
You're seen as an attacking midfielder, am I right? You've scored goals as well. I mean, one in particular at Wembley for Cambridge.
Yeah, I scored in the playoff final to get us promoted to League Two at Cambridge. Like to get in the box, score goals, get on the ball. I'm a big guy as well, so I provide air release. So, like I say, the fans can expect goals hopefully from me, and just to add to what's already here.
You were at Cambridge for several years, weren't you? And you helped them to promotion, like you said there, from the National League into League Two, and you played in League Two for a couple of seasons after that.
Yeah, that's right. I was at Cambridge for 9 years, two of which were spent in League Two. Played 80 odd games for Cambridge in League Two, but like I say, it was a good day scoring at Wembley and getting promoted from the National League, which is hard enough to get out of, to be honest with you. So that day was that lived long in the memory, and like I say, against Gateshead as well, which is obviously local to Darlington.
Yeah, we'll come on to that in a minute. But you've also played against Manchester United as well.
Yeah, played at Man United in the FA Cup. Started the game at home. Unfortunately, was ineligible to play in the second leg due to an injury. However, I did contribute, played 80 minutes in the first leg that we drew 0-0. So that was another proud moment for me. Got a couple of big name T-shirts and stuff from that. So, there's been a number of games in my career that I can look back in pride with and hopefully bring some of my experience to the team.
You mentioned Gateshead there on that promotion playoff final, and you'll now be a teammate of one of the Gateshead players that day, Phil Turnbull.
Yeah, I know Phil. He's a cracking player, to be fair, and it was one of the ones we used to look out for when we was playing against Gateshead, and obviously you don't lose ability, and Darlington are lucky to have a player with his calibre and his ability, because he's a talented player.
And you know Josh Gillies as well?
Yeah, I know Gillies. He was at Cambridge when I was there, playing in the trophy final with Cambridge with Josh, and he was there for a while with me, so looking forward to reuniting with Josh, just looking forward to get back into things and getting going.
So how do you know Tommy Wright and the Darlow manager?
So I used to play against Tommy all the time. So when I went on loan to Corby, he was at Tamworth as a player, and there was that respect there because I used to have him in my back pocket all the time. to be fair, that his playing career speaks for itself, you know what I mean? He knows what the game's about, and I respect him as a player and as a person as well. He's an honest individual and treats players as he wanted to be treated as when he was a player. So it was a no-brainer when he got in touch with me, really. I was looking forward to coming up here and getting the deal done. And like I say, I can't wait to get going and playing for Tommy and for Darlington.
You'll have done your research on Darlow as well, everything that's happened over the last 6 years and what we're aiming for as a club.
Yeah, do you know what? Like, obviously, football's a weird game. It brings you up and puts you down. And Darlington are a big football club with a good following and a good fan base. And do you know what? Tommy spoke about it, and I've, like I say, done research, and they're a club with good aspirations, a good following, good fans, and it's a club that shouldn't be where it is. Now, that's down to the players, the staff, and everyone involved with Darlington Football Club to change that and hopefully get a promotion-winning season.
Just going to say, winning promotion with Darlow, would that be your first aim?
100%. I wouldn't have signed here otherwise. You know, we've got the players, we've got the capability of doing real well, and we take each game in our stride. You don't really want to speak in advance because there's some talented teams at this level, there's some good teams, and it's going to be everyone involved in the conference and non-league football, they know how hard it is to get out of these leagues, so we're going to have to work hard. But like I say, I wouldn't have come here if I didn't want a promotion under my belt.
You had promotion last season, didn't you, with Billericay?
Yeah, we won the treble. We had the Essex Senior Club, the League Club Cup, and the League Champions. So I'm in a winning mentality. I think you don't come to a football club like Darlington if you don't expect big things. And like I say, I've come here to win trophies and to to get this club rightfully where it needs to be.